would you call a horse?
Ready to call a horse the same way. Come here, boy. Come here, gal. Whatever your name is, call it by that name.
What about hogs? You ever heard people call them?
Yeah, that's what I told you a while ago.
But besides just...
Yeah, you can call them... Ooh, pig.
Uh-huh.
There you come.
I thought you were talking about the...
It's however you train them. So you can go out there and... If you want, I can go out there at this piece of style or something and just beat on the fence and stick or something. That's all I have to do. I can take one out there now in the morning. Mm-hmm. Just take old stick in the old bucket, beat on a piece of tin. You see them coming all over the field. I'm going to say what.
I thought you said a call to a cow. What? Have you ever heard people have a special way of calling cows?
Yeah, some of them do. They're hollering. Yoo-bee!
But for cows?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same for cows or pigs?
Well, according to how you train them.
Uh-huh.
If you train them that way, the cows and the hogs will come.
Uh-huh.
You're going to feed them all that got there together.
Mm-hmm.
See, when I call the cows, the hogs will come. And a whole lot of time I can take the stick and beat on a piece of tin, the cows, they come on.
Mm-hmm.
But they know I'm finna feed them all.
Mm-hmm. How many cows do you have?
Well, I ain't got many, about 14 head now.
Mm-hmm. And, I don't guess you've ever heard people call chickens. What about chickens?
Bitty.
Okay. And, if you wanted to get your horses ready to go somewhere, you say, I want to...
Peachy mother.
Another word for that? I want to... What do you have to put on them?
Bridle on.
Or if it's...
Saddle.
Or if it's for a...
Harness.
Huh?
Harness.
Okay. And, if you're plowing, the thing that you cut, you call that the...
Plaster.
But the... The sort of ditch that you cut.
Sure.
And if you're the horse that walks in the furrow, if you're plowing with two horses.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. One on the land and one in the furrow.
Uh-huh. Do you have a name for the one in the furrow? And you might say, I don't know exactly how far it is, but it's just a little what over.
What?
Say if you're talking about a distance, you might say, I don't know exactly how far away it is, but it's just a little
ways over.
And say if you've been traveling and hadn't finished your journey yet, you might say you still got
a long way to go.
Okay. And if something was very common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say, oh, you can find that just about.
Yeah.
And someone slipped on the ice and fell over this way. You say he fell over.
Back.
And this way would be?
Fell on his feet.
Huh?
Fell on his feet.
Or not backwards, but...
Bow.
And say if you had been fishing, and I ask you if you caught any fish, you might say, no, what, a one.
What a bait.
Would you ever say, no, nary a one, or...
Hmm?
How do you use that word?
I didn't catch not a one.
Huh?
Just I didn't catch an animal.
Okay. And say if you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you'd say you...
Cleared it up.
And if you cut the hay off a piece of land and then it comes up again in the same year high enough for you to cut it again...
Because I'm going to cut that hay again.
Would you have a name for that second?
No more than this. It's the second time I done cut this hay.
Uh-huh. And